So we're going to go ahead and get started and welcome everybody. This is our first guest call of the workshop, and I'm very, very happy to have Megan Flatt with us today. Hey, Megan.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
And
Megan is
from Bump Life, and she's here to talk to us today about how to get your PDFs done in and around our busy lives and everything else. We have our February workshopees listening in on the line, and also our alums get to come to these guest calls. So some of them are going to be listening in online and on the phone and also on the recording. So I wanted just to introduce Megan a little bit. At Bump Life, which is her website, she helps moms live fully through all stages of motherhood, from bump babies and beyond. And that's directly from her website, so it's in Megan's words. And she's a personal trainer and a productivity consultant and the creator of Nap It Out. And Nap It Out is a time management and accountability programs for busy moms. And I invited Megan to come talk to us today because she has been through the PDF workshop. She went through it in August. And when we were going through that in August, I was absolutely blown away by how much Megan was able to accomplish in our 4 weeks together. I knew she had two small kids, that she had her personal training clients and her website that she's running. And I was really curious about what kind of superpowers that Megan had to get all this stuff done. So it turns out that Megan is really, really good at time management and project management and accountability and really breaking things down into doable chunks. And I got to see that firsthand when she went through the workshop and also firsthand when I went through her Nap It Out program over the last couple of weeks. So today she's going to share a bit of her system from Nap It Out and just from her life in general with you so you can see some ways to get your PDF done and squeezed into those blocks of time that you have to work on it. For the current workshopees, if you have your personal and business calendar out, your project planning calendar out, and an idea of how much writing time you need to put in next week and or time reviewing the design modules, then you can use that as we're talking. If you don't have that out or you're listening to a recording, you could pause now and go get that and come back. Remember, you can always come back and listen to the recording again if you didn't get quite everything done that we're working on today. And for the alums listening in, you can extrapolate my advice into all kinds of projects. They don't have to be business projects. And this is for you workshopees listening in, too. Could be personal projects like cleaning out your laundry room or business-related projects like PDFs and other things like that. So I'm going to hand it over to Megan. And after Megan kind of walks us through her process and talks about her time management and project management methods, then we can open it up for questions. If you guys have questions, that would be great. So it's all you, Megan.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for that introduction. I feel like I should have been taking notes because you described better than I described myself there. So I'm really excited to be on this call today. Like I said, I took Christy's workshop back in August, and it has completely changed my business, and it's been so fantastic to have the skills that I got out of that workshop. I use it all the time. In fact, I'm probably driving people crazy with it. My son's preschool sent me their brochure for me just to edit the grammar and the text, and I ended up completely redoing the brochure and sending it back to them because it was just done, and it was just like a Word document. It was like, I can make this so much prettier, and I'm sure people think I'm super obnoxious now, but definitely, through business and through the PDF call, or the PDF workshop, I definitely figured out some systems that worked really well for trying to accomplish so many things in a short amount of time. So I wanted to just give you a little bit of background. Christy was very generous in saying how well I handle time management and project planning, and I certainly haven't always been that way, and I'm certainly not always that way now. I definitely still have breakdowns. I definitely, I'm notorious for over-scheduling myself. I was just telling Christy that before the call started. I'm definitely notorious for putting too many things on my list and just not having enough time to get them done. But I've created some systems for myself that really helped me manage that, and that's what I kind of wanted to talk about today. So one of the examples I wanted to give you is going back to college. And in college, I didn't really have – I worked, but I worked very, very part-time. That was kind of when my fitness career started, so I was teaching a few group exercise classes a week. But mostly my job, like many of us in college, was just to do school. And so if I had something that was due in college, like a paper or I had an exam to study, it was no problem for me to go to the library for 8 hours, lock myself in one of the private study rooms, and bang out the paper or whatever I needed to do. But as our lives progressed, and especially once I started having kids, I still had that mindset. I still had this idea that I had that the next time I had 8 hours available, I would be able to do that project. And like Christy said, that kind of went across the board. Like I would think, oh, I really need to organize my linen closet. Well, the next time I have a whole weekend to organize my linen closet, I'll do it. Or once I started my online business, I would think, oh, I want to redo my website. And I would think that, okay, well, I just need a whole day to sit down and redo my website. But for all of us, whether you have kids or not, we rarely, especially entrepreneurs, we rarely have these huge chunks of time to work on a project. And so the projects would be so overwhelming to me that I would keep pushing them out. And I just kept telling myself, when I have a bigger chunk of time, I'll be able to do this. But those bigger chunks of time never came. And I realized that I wasn't getting things crossed off my list. And not only that, but I wasn't feeling good about it, and I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And especially once I started my own online business, I transitioned from just seeing one-on-one clients really quickly. Prior to having kids, I did a lot of traveling and a lot of speaking in the fitness industry. After I had my son 5 years ago, I decided I didn't want to travel anymore. And so I went back to training just one-on-one clients because that was the most flexible for my time with him, and it also was kind of the most bang for my financial buck at the time. But I realized really quickly that it wasn't fulfilling me. And so I knew that I needed more, and that was when I started Bump Life, and that was when I started my online business. And I found that groove, but I had to figure out a way to make it work, especially with kids. And by that point, I'd had my daughter 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago. And if anyone on the call has children or has babies, babies only give you these tiny, tiny little windows of time because they eat, every couple of hours. They need diaper changes every couple of, every hour. They sleep. So I had to figure out a way to take advantage of these little tiny chunks of time because I wasn't going to have even hour. I wasn't even going to have an hour chunk of time. So that was when I started creating my system. And I've always loved time management, and I've followed all the gurus, and I've devoured everything from, David Allen and Franklin Covey and Julie Morgenstern and all these people that have all these amazing tips on time management. But I realized that none of them exactly applied to my situation, especially as a mom with young kids. But I think also many entrepreneurs have a similar thing because we're juggling so many balls in the air at a time. You have to have time to meet with clients, to work on your website, to write copy. It's like you've got all these plates spinning at the same time. So I realized that I had to figure out a way to manage my to-do list in a way that worked with these little blocks of time. And that ended up becoming, like Christy mentioned, that ended up becoming my map it out system. The idea that we can get a lot of stuff done if we have a really good plan and we can fit it into these little slots of time, like your child's nap. But really, I've had lots of non-moms go through my course, and it really works for anyone. So that's kind of what I want to talk to you a little bit about today. And like Christy said, this you can apply this method to anything. I apply it to all my different projects. And then I want to get into a little specifics about the workshop. Specifically, so how you can use, Christy already sets you up for success by giving you the calendar, by giving you homework assignments. It feeds itself really well into my ideas and my program. So the first thing when you are working on any type of project, and again, whether it's your PDF, whether it's some other business project, whether it's cleaning your linen closet, when any type of project, I like to start with a big brain dump and just turn off the computer, get a pen and a paper, get a pen and a paper and write down everything you can think about that needs to be done for the project to happen. And don't edit, don't think, do I really want to do that? Do I need that? Just write anything that pops into mind. And a lot of times what I find when I'm brain dumping is I also am coming up with ideas or maybe questions. How does an affiliate program work? Or, you know, I'm coming up with questions at the same time. It's really fine. Even if it's not technically a task, maybe as you're brainstorming your list for your PDF, you might realize you have some questions for Christy, or you might want to research something else. That's fine. For right now, everything goes on the sheet. And you want to be as specific as you can. So instead of saying, whereas I might have in the past put write content for PDF, that might have been something on my to-do list. And you guys might be listening thinking, yeah, that's on my to-do list. But really, what you should write or what you should break down that to be is decide on a topic, outline the main points, write point one, write point two, write point three, email the text to your best friend to edit, decide on which will be headlines and bullets, and so on and so on. So you're taking a big task, like write the content for your PDF, and you're breaking it down into as small as possible pieces. And then what you do once you have these small possible chunks is you assign a time. So you decide how much time each of those tasks will take. And this was the biggest aha for me, and it's always, every Facebook message I get during Map It Out or every email that I get is always like, oh my gosh, I've always kept a to-do list, but I've never broken it down by time. And this was an idea that I got from Julie Morgenstein, who's Oprah's kind of organizational guru. But she had, again, back to my kind of original example, she would have these huge blocks. She would say, you know, work on writing my book from 8 a.m. to noon. And that just didn't work for me. I didn't have 8 a.m. to noon to work on something. So I would break things down. And my rule of thumb and my suggestion for you is that everything on your list should take you less than 60 minutes. So if something is going to take you longer than 60 minutes, break it down into smaller pieces. So that might mean, if you're working on your PDF or you're working on an ebook, it might mean work on chapter one, part one, work on chapter two, or chapter one, part two. So you might even break down tasks into smaller and smaller bits. And it doesn't mean that you may have 2 hours in your schedule, but the smaller the pieces you can break it down, I think the easier it is to accomplish things. So once you've assigned a time, the next step is to take your calendar. And like I said, this is kind of general to any project you want to work on, but Christy gives you this amazing calendar. Really use it. And that was one of the things when I think about why I was successful in producing my PDF, which, by the way, is not 100% done, but that's but that's fine too. But one of the reasons I was successful in producing as much as I did during her PDF workshop is because I really embraced her suggestions and her calendar. So even if I couldn't do the exact time that she had suggested for a write-in, I made sure I scheduled an equal amount of time on my schedule. Christy told me when we were talking on the phone that if you spend a half an hour a day, you'll be able to consume all of the materials. And if you spend another half an hour a day on the writing and the designing, you'll be able to produce your PDF in the time frame. You'll see huge results. So I made sure that I was blocking out time in my schedule, and we'll talk more about that as I get down to the specifics of the workshop. But like I said, so now you have your to-do list. It's broken down into how long each of the tasks will take you, and then you're going to decide where in your calendar you have time. So I literally print out, even though I have my phone and even though I keep my calendar on my phone, I print out a paper version of a week calendar, and I go through with a highlighter. And after I've filled in all my, you know, my appointments and my kids' school schedules and pickups and drop-offs and all of that stuff, I go through with a highlighter and I highlight out my available time. And sometimes I do it, here's all my available time for the week. Or if I'm working on something specific for, like, the PDF, workshop, I'll highlight the specific times. Maybe I'll use a different color. You know, maybe I'll use pink and say, okay, these are the times that I'm allotting to work on my PDF. And it's just like anything, drawing from my fitness roots, I saw that the people that were successful with their exercise programs were the people that really specifically scheduled in their workouts. So they didn't just say, I'll work out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They said, I'm going to go to spin class on Monday at 9, and I'm going to lift weights on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Those were the people that were most successful with their workouts, and I find that those are the people that are most successful with their project planning, too. The more specific on your calendar you can get, the better. So once you've figured out where the time slots are, then you can plug in specific tasks to specific times. So going back to the example that I said about writing content for the PDF, so if you've one of your tasks is to decide on a topic. If you say, okay, on Monday morning I have this hour block of time, so on Monday morning I'm going to decide on a topic. That should take me 15 minutes. I'm going to outline my main points. That will take me 20 minutes. And I'm going to write point one. That will take me another 20 minutes. And that's what I'm going to do in my hour block of time on Monday morning. And I physically write that out into my calendar. And then and the other thing that that's great for, I think that moms specifically, women especially, I think we tend to overestimate what we can get done in a certain amount of time. And I know that I found myself doing this too, which again is kind of where Nap It Out came from. My kids would go down for a nap and I would have an hour and a half to 2 hours maybe while they nap. And I would have a to-do list with 20 things on it. And at the end of the two-hour nap, I would have done three or four things off the list and I would have felt like a failure. But I'd look at my list and be like, oh my gosh, why can't I be more productive? I only did four things. But if I would have been breaking those down by time, I would have known this task is going to take 15 minutes, this task is going to take 20, and I would have had a much better idea of how long my projects were going to take me. So that's another thing that I really recommend too. And that's also a great way to kind of triage. If you write out everything that you want to do for your PDF, assign a time to it, and then add it up, you might find that added up time is completely unrealistic. I know that when I went through my own course the last 2 weeks, and when I wrote down everything I wanted to do, I realized that it added up to like 28 hours. And there was no way in 2 weeks, with everything else that I needed to do, there was no way I had 28 hours free. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to accomplish the project the way I had it laid out in the 2 weeks' time. So I decided to scale back. I picked one part of the project that I wanted to work on. I got it down to, I picked some things that weren't important to the project, crossed them off the list, and I got it down to a reasonable time. And I know Christy did, she came up with something for herself that's fantastic, and I'm absolutely going to start applying it. She started a list on the side of some things that would be nice to do. So she had her list of these are the tasks that I have to do for my project. And if I end up with some more time or if I get through these, I'd really like to do A, B, and C too. And I think that's a great way to go about it as well. So that's kind of the overview of how I plan out my projects. And now I want to get a little bit more into the specifics of the workshop. So like I said before, definitely use the calendar that Christy gives you. And my big piece of advice is put those pieces that she gives you, I'm looking at it right now, put those pieces that she gives you on your real calendar. So don't just print out her calendar and stick it in a notebook. Actually transfer it onto your real calendar so it becomes part of your schedule as well. Use the write and design in times as a reference. Even if you can't do those exact times, use them as a guide. That's what I said earlier. So if Christy tells you to spend an hour writing or an hour working on your project a day, that's because she's mapped out the whole program and she knows that's how you'll see results. And then use the homework assignment checklist as a jumping off point for your to-do list. So Christy's already done half of the work of your to-do list for you because she has all these homework assignments. And then you can just take the homework assignments and break them down into smaller bits. So when she says post your PDF style on Facebook, then you can break down, okay, what does that mean? That means I have to maybe research some different PDF styles, look at other people's PDFs and see what I like and what I don't like, and then decide on one post on Facebook, and you can map that all out. So she's really, between the calendar and the homework assignments, she's done a huge chunk for you, so really take advantage of that. And that leads right into the next point about beating overwhelm. I saw it happen in the PDF workshop when I went through it, and I see it happen when I do my own Map It Out course. Sometimes when we're doing a group course, we feel guilty if we're not keeping up with the group. And then once we feel like we're not keeping up, then we feel like we're being a bother, or we're being inconsiderate because we put together this great course, and gosh, I haven't done module one. That's really inconsiderate of me. And what I'm here to tell you, and what I guarantee Christy is here to tell you, is not to feel guilty for being behind and to reach out and get help. Christy goes above and beyond to help the people in her workshop. It's really miraculous. And not only reaching out to Christy, but I found the Facebook group to be an amazing, amazing resource. So even if I were stuck in what I like to call, or what other people call, a creative cul-de-sac, I would just post my dilemma on Facebook, and not only would Christy respond, but other people in the group would respond too, and I'd be like, okay, now I can move forward. So if all of a sudden it's module three or module four and you're still back on module one, don't stop, basically. You know, don't feel embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, I know we're in module four, but I have a question about module one. I'm not going to ask it. No, ask that question. Christy's here. The other people in your group are here, so don't feel behind. And also, I understand that Christy's now, you have access to the whole program at once. Don't let that overwhelm you. So just because you have access to it all at once, it doesn't mean you need to work faster or you need to be ahead of schedule. We all have different schedules, and so it's great that you have access to it, because if you know that 3 weeks into the program you're going to have a super busy week, you can try to front load it a little bit and get a little more done earlier, but don't feel like you have to. Okay, so my other recommendations are just a few other tips that I like to give my clients. One of the things that I tell my clients in Map It Out, and Map It Out is 2 weeks long, and the PDF workshop is a little bit longer, but the same things apply, is to think about some ways to free up time. This is a finite amount of time. You're doing this program for a finite amount of time, so you can decide what you're not going to do for the next few weeks to free up time. And this may not be conducive to the rest of your life, but you might decide, I'm not going to watch any television for the next 4 weeks, or I'm going to only check Facebook for business purposes, or I'm going to cut back on my Facebook, or maybe I'm going to skip a social engagement, or maybe I'm going to not volunteer in my child's class this week. So things that are obviously important to you, and I absolutely advocate girls' nights out and volunteering in your child's class and all of those things, but maybe you just decide to forego those for the next block of time, because that will help free up some time. The 3 hours that you might have spent volunteering in your child's class is 3 hours that you can really focus on your PDF. Also, can you automate any of your business? Could you recycle a blog post at some point, something that you wrote a couple of years ago? Can you just freshen that up and post that on your blog this week so that you don't have to spend time writing a whole new blog post? Also, since you're all still in the first week of the workshop, this is also a great time to plan ahead. So spend some time making sure you have groceries, making sure you have toilet paper, making sure your bills are paid. You know, do some of those things this weekend to kind of free up, because you don't want to be like right in the middle, okay, I've got this 2-hour block of time set aside to do work on my PDF, and oh my gosh, we're out of toilet paper. Now I have to run to the store, I have to get this, and it eats up that time. So as much as you can plan ahead to set yourself up for success, if you have kids, can you arrange a couple extra play dates and then agree to reciprocate in March or April, you'll reciprocate for that mom. Can you plan some frozen dinners ahead of time? Can you cook 2 portions of a meal this weekend so you have leftovers for the week? Can you just plan to do a little more takeout for this chunk of time? You're not saying this is going to be a way of life, but maybe you just agree that every Monday night for the next 4 weeks, you're going to get takeout so that you can spend that time working on your PDF. And my last 2 tips are, think about other parts of your week that you can systemize. It's a great way to save time. And I actually have a bonus PDF that I created that I'll get to Christy, and she can send it out to all of you maybe when she sends out the recording. But I found accidentally that I would spring up a ton of time for myself by systemizing some of my weekly, quote unquote, chores. I think a lot of us do this for our business, but we don't necessarily apply this to our kind of personal home life. So I found that, again, as a personal trainer, I was I often see clients at 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning, and sometimes I would get in my car and I would realize I was out of gas. And I would be in this panic because then it's 5 in the morning and I have to find a gas station that's open and I'm going to be late for my client. And it was just this panic. And so I started always going to get gas. In fact, I did it this morning. I always get gas right after I drop my son off at school on Friday morning. So I drop my son off at school. My daughter and I go and get coffee and then we go and get gas. And that's our Friday morning ritual. Whether I have a full tank or a half tank, I always get gas on Friday morning. And that's just completely eliminated the stress of having to make a mad dash to get gas later in the week. And so now I'm starting to systemize more and more things. Christy has a great, I completely stole it from Christy, a great method for, she starts the dishwasher and she starts a load of laundry every night when her kids are in the bathtub. And so she uses her kids in the bathtub as a cue to do a few of those other chores. So then you're not spending 5 hours on the weekend trying to get all your laundry done. And then my last tip before I close for the day is to make sure you're taking care of yourself. So I know I just recommended weekly takeout, but hopefully your weekly takeout isn't going to be, you know, McDonald's for the week. But to really, really think about some things, even while you're busy, even while you're trying to accomplish this project, make sure that you're still doing the things that take care of you. And if that's exercise, fantastic. If it's getting a pedicure, that's also important. If it's spending 5 extra minutes in the shower so that you can shave your legs, those are important things. And I think as women and as moms, we sometimes push those things to the side and think they're not important. But the more, it's the cliche example of the oxygen mask on the airplane. Like, the more you are taking care of yourself, the more you can take care of those around you and the things around you, including getting your PDF completed. So make sure that you have healthy snacks on hand. Make sure you're drinking enough water while you're sitting at your computer working on your PDF. Make sure that you really build those things because if you're not working, if your body isn't working at its optimum level, you're not going to be able to produce at a high level either. So that's what I have for you today. I would love to answer any questions. You can always head over to my Facebook page, which is Bump Life, facebook.com/bumplife. I'm happy to answer questions. I'm happy to answer questions via email. And I'll turn it back over to Christy.
Great. Thanks. Thank you so much, Megan. And everybody, I will get you Megan's website, Facebook, Twitter, all those different ways that you can connect up with her. I'm going to go ahead and say, if you guys have questions, you can press *2 to raise your hand, and I will unmute you. If you're listening in on the webcast, there's a little Q&A place to put your questions in there. You can ask a question. And if you do it there, please say who's talking because the instant teleseminar doesn't tell me, and that way I can address your question specifically. But if you're listening on the phone, it's *2. And if you're listening on the webcast, it is in the little Q&A box. And I will check over on Facebook. I don't think anybody's chatting or anything over there right now. Megan, you know, I love that. And I think the biggest thing is that chunking it down and making it smaller and smaller and smaller until it's a doable size thing. And I know that I think it was in one of the first sessions of the workshop, someone was getting overwhelmed with the software training, with going through and learning pages. And I gave her an assignment to just spend 15 minutes doing it. And giving her that assignment and breaking it down into that 15-minute thing, I said, just go do it for 15 minutes. If it's too much, then you can get up and walk away from your desk after 15 minutes. And she's probably going to listen to the recording. So she did that, and she did that until she got through with listening to the training. It got her over that hump by just breaking it down into a smaller chunk
exactly.
of time.
Exactly. Because I think whatever our project is, we get really overwhelmed by the grandness of it. And I saw this with my personal training clients. If somebody needed to lose 100 pounds, that was really overwhelming. And so we'll just work out for 10 minutes, you know, just walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes. And then because you have to start. And I felt that too with the PDF. It's like you're staring at this blank page. It's like, oh my God, like this is completely overwhelming. But I think the more you can break it down, it becomes a lot more manageable. So it's not just about the strategy of it. It's also the mindset. Like, it's not just a good strategy to break it down into small pieces, but I think it also really helps with the mindset of, okay, I don't have to produce a 32-page PDF when I sit down in front of my computer today. All I have to do is come up with the title. And I think that not only is that physically a better way to go about it, but I think it mentally takes that pressure off as well.
Mm-hmm. Rowan, I unmuted you. You got a question for us.
I sure do. Hi, this is Rowan. And I have a question. I'm a physical person by nature. Like, I'm a body worker and a doula and a student midwife. And I'm finding by sitting and writing, you know, like it's so hard on my body. So I was wondering for our guest today, if you had some thoughts about, so changing from, you know, a really active lifestyle to sitting so much, like how should I integrate learning the PDF and at the same time not getting so stiff and creaked out that, like, I dread going back to the computer? So that's my question.
That's a great question, Ron.
I think that's such a good, especially for us, you know, entrepreneurs, and if we're building an online business, where we do, I mean, our business is spending a lot of time online. So a couple of recommendations, just like we're talking about breaking down your tasks, then by breaking down your tasks into small bits, it also just really gives you the opportunity to put in breaks. So you can say, so once you have these five tasks broken down and say they're each going to take you 15 minutes, you can say, okay, I'm going to do this 15-minute task, and then I'm going to get up and, you know, go get a glass of water. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to do this 15-minute task, and then I'm going to get up and I'm going to do 15 minutes of yoga. Or you may structure, again, and kind of what Christy was just saying, what I love from an efficiency standpoint about breaking things down so small is I can find little pieces of my day where I can do little bits. But then this applies to what you're saying as well. Instead of feeling like you need to sit down in front of the computer for an hour or for 2 hours, you can do 15 minutes before your yoga practice and 15 minutes after your yoga practice, and, you know, be able to be nourishing your body at the same time. So I think using the same system, but then also building in those breaks. I've also really recommend setting a timer, so setting an alarm to go off on your phone or on your computer, and when that alarm goes off, it's your cue to get up and move around, and you obviously have, you know, a great personal resource of some skills of just to go do a walk or go do some yoga poses. Also, I work almost exclusively with pregnant clients, and this is something that I tell them. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water, because not only is drinking a lot of water healthy, or whatever, you know, herbal tea or green juice or whatever your fluid of choice is, not only is that healthy, but then you also have to get up to go to the bathroom a lot. And that forces you to get up and walk. So the more water you're drinking, the more you're going to get up from your computer to go to the bathroom. And then the I had one other. My last tip was to get away from your computer. Even if you're set up ergonomically, the longer you spend sitting typing at your computer or reading at your computer is going to be uncomfortable. So take a pen and a pad of paper and go outside, or go to a coffee shop, or go sit somewhere else and write for 15 minutes, or listen to some of the videos. I know with Christy's, it's important to be able to see the screencast too, but if you can listen to just the audio, you know, if you can download it to your phone and listen to the audio while you're out on a walk, then maybe you come home and you just kind of skim through the screencast to get caught up. That's another way that don't feel like you have to spend the entire time sitting in front of the computer working. Does that help?
That was great. Thank you.
Any other questions, Rowan, while I've got you on? Okay.
Okay, I have one more question. I'm seeing people, like, have computers that are – can you still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, sorry, I'm in a busy restaurant. I've seen people who have, like, standing, well, you know, we're busy, right? Okay, so I'm on the phone call.
Right.
I have a client at 1:30, I can eat lunch, it's going to work out okay. So for people who are, like, and this is maybe not on the PDF, but it certainly goes into self-care while we're learning so intensely. What about, like, those computers where you stand at or something like that? Any thoughts about productivity with standing?
Yeah, I have a couple clients that work exclusively at standing desks. And I found just personally, because I have such small little blocks of time, that that I'm fine sitting, because I'm rarely sitting for, you know, if I get to sit and work on something for an hour, it's pretty miraculous. So for me, I'm still fine sitting, but I definitely, there's all sorts of research that suggests that standing at your computer is a good way to do it. And you might even, I know a lot of people kind of set up different situations, like even maybe it's your kitchen counter that's the right height to stand. So if you can take your, you know, your laptop to the kitchen counter for a little while, you know, and stand and right there, or you can kind of rig something up. I set my son's little art table. I put that on top of our dining room table, and then it's the right height for me to stand at if I'm doing something like that. So I think the more you can change positions, the better.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great.
Thanks, Rowan. Anybody else questions? It is *2 to raise your hands. I'm going to check and see if anybody on the webcast has put in a question. No. And nobody on Facebook either. Yeah, you know, I was thinking it's with this, with any project and everything, it really is about honoring our commitments and honoring our whole being in terms of commitments, not just our commitment to our business or creating content for our clients, but to ourselves in terms of self-care and that stuff. So I'm very happy that this conversation's kind of moved toward that, toward the self-care aspect, because we can really be extremely hard on ourselves in terms of what we think we need to accomplish when we're in courses and just in our business in general. So all of the tips that Megan has given from her experience as a personal trainer too are so good for us to take in and not get so hyper focused on one thing. I know that I will be driving you to be hyper focused on your PDF, but you have to also take care of the rest of yourself while you're doing this process. And just being flexible, I think, is a huge part of it, because we all have things that are going to pop up for us that we didn't expect in these 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And chunking stuff down in those smaller bits can help us shift things around when we need to make room for those unexpected things that are going to pop up. It happens every time something happens with your kid or with whatever, and it derails you. So having that stuff broken down and kind of in order the way that you want to have it done allows you to just get back to that instead of freaking out so much about the interruption. I know when my kids were smaller, they would always get sick, and I would be like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do now, because I had planned to do XYZ today, you know. And so I think Megan's approach is really helpful in terms of that, in terms of being realistic about how much you can get done in a day with everything else that you've got going on.
I totally agree with that, Christy, and I feel like our lives, especially as I feel like the life of a mom and the life of an entrepreneur is so similar. And I always joke with my girlfriends that I feel like my life is like a giant game of Tetris. You know,
yeah.
And that really is, it's all about, like, how can I twist the block to get it to fit into the space? And that's exactly what it is. And that, I think you totally hit the nail on the head with the more you want to be flexible. And so people kind of always see, like, oh, this planning is so rigid. I'm not a planner because I go with the flow. I'm more rigid. But for me, I almost feel like it's the opposite. I feel like the more you have things planned, the more flexible you can be. Because exactly like you said, if you know that what you have planned to do is three things that take 20 minutes, if somebody gets sick, or there's another emergency, or you have to run. I think while I was doing my first round of Nap It Out, like, my dog had to go to the emergency vet, and I got a flat tire. I mean, it was just, like, one thing after another. But, like, I just knew. It's like, okay, I lost this hour of time, but look, I've got these three 20-minute Tetris blocks that I can just, boom, I can put this one here, I can put this one here, I can put this one here. And it was so much less stressful than thinking, oh, my God, when am I going to get this done now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it helps – just thinking about it in this way, breaking it down to circumvent our automatic response, which is, I don't have time.
Yeah.
So anytime we can circumvent that for ourselves and not get ourselves stuck in that loop of I don't have time, this is one of the ways that we can do that, just to really block out our stuff, break it all down, and say, I do have time. It just may not happen in this order that I thought it was going to happen.
In the way you thought,
in,
exactly.
Or in the
exactly.
perfect way. Yeah. Anybody else have questions? Star 2, raise your hand, or post a question up on the Q&A in the webcast. What's next for you, Megan? Are you doing another Nap It Out? What's on the horizon for you?
I am. I'm actually really, really excited. My next round of Nap It Out is going to start the end of April, and definitely, like Christy said, she'll get you all my information, and you can get on my newsletter list. I tend to send out, because I learned so much in the PDF workshop, I tend to always be sharing PDFs that I create and calendars that I create and lists that I create. So definitely that. The next round of PDFs is going to be starting the end of April. And I'm actually really excited because I'm also kind of in the process of starting a little bit of a rebrand because I was so fitness focused and I realized that this is really for me the way that I want to help moms is through kind of finding the things that are important to them and finding the things that really turn them on and make them feel fulfilled. And so that's going to be over the next couple of months. I'm going to be bringing out a new tagline that's Embrace Your Mama Revival. And I'm really excited. Awesome. I'm really excited about that. I worked with, just to plug another amazing entrepreneur, I worked with Victoria Prosen McGlenn, who is mm-hmm. if you need help naming anything, definitely check her out. But I'm really excited because I feel like I'm getting some more focus on what I'm doing, and I'm going to be helping moms kind of find their groove, and I'm really looking forward to that. And it's going to involve a lot of productivity and a lot of time management, as well as self-care and that whole component too. So, yeah, if you're interested in joining us for Nap It Out, it's I believe I'm either going to start it April 22nd or April 29th. So it'll be right there at the end of April.
Awesome. Victoria is actually coming to talk with us in the third week of the workshop.
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. And working with her was really amazing, too. So if you need, I feel like I got a lot of brand clarity from her and mm-hmm.
Anything else, Megan? I think nobody else has other questions, so we can wrap up. And if there's anything else you want to leave us with, parting thoughts.
I think I want to leave with, make sure that you're being nice to yourself and that you're cutting yourself some slack. And I always kind of tell the people in my Nap It Out course, like, it doesn't matter where you are, you're further than you were yesterday. So even the fact that you're listening to this call today or on the recording, or the fact that you've signed up for the PDF workshop, you're further along than you were, you know, yesterday or last week. And really, you know, take some pride in that. And I do think that, again, what I found, especially female entrepreneurs, we tend to always give 110% or 120% to everything we do. So on those days that we're giving 98%, we feel like we're slacking off or we're failing. And I don't think there's many people in the world that give 98% to anything. So, you know, so I just to be nice to yourself and, you know, go do that yoga practice, go get a latte one afternoon, you know, go see a movie or, you know, whatever it is. I think the more well-rounded we are in taking care of ourselves, the more productive we are as well.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, Megan. You're full of such great information and just practical get it done nits.
Thank you so much. It was really fun.
Amazing. All right. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and I will see everybody over on the various Facebook pages that we're all hanging out on. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.